Klobuchar downplays tax cuts, blames Trump for increase in robocalls. By Jeff Poore on June 18, 2019. Tuesday on MSNBC's Morning Joe, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMM, a candidate for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, argued things had not improved since President Donald Trump took office in 2017. The Minnesota Democrat said part of her message was to point out the lack of improvements that were supposed to be tied to the Trump's tax cuts. No progress on making two-year community college free and an increase in robocalls since the beginning of Trump's term. My message is, what's been happening to you since this guy's gotten in office? Klobuchar said. Has that tax bill really helped you that much? No. Most of it went to help the wealthiest. What's happened to you with prescription drugs? They keep going up. Here's one that you might not expect, what's happened to you with robocalls? Well, I can tell you this, and this is why my plan covers Minute and the Big. Robocalls went up before Donald Trump got into office. In 1 month they were $2 billion a month in America. And now there are $5 billion. These are the kinds of things we're dealing with, she continued. You go through practical things. The cost of things for them. What has he really done to even President Obama's plan to make two-year community college free? Or to allow people to refinance their loans that they've had for a long time? He's done nothing. These are bread-and-butter issues that allowed our candidates to win in this last election 2 years ago. And if you don't believe me, four words for you, former Governor Scott Walker. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.